This is Akashvani, Itanagar. The news read by Priya Badu. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik retired today, handed over a grant in aid check of rupees 10 lakh to Deepak Nabam Living Home, Itanagar, and another check of rupees 5 lakh to Mother's Home, Lekki Village. The governor lauded the exemplary service rendered by organizations like Deepak Nabam Living Home and Mother's Home, recognizing them as shining examples of humanity in action. He appreciated the selfless dedication of their teams, noting that such efforts not only heal lives, but also restore hope, dignity, and a sense of belonging to those who need it the most. The governor said the state and central governments are always with them to take up their benevolent mission ahead through various programs. Chief Secretary Manish Kumar attended the launch of the online business permission system at the Civil Secretariat, Itanagar, today. The OBPS is a digital platform for obtaining building permits for Arunachal Pradesh. While congratulating the Town Planning Department on the achievement, the CS, in a social media post, said that the OBPS marks a significant step towards the ease of doing business by simplifying and expediting the building permit process, minimizing delays and paperwork. He further informed that the OBPS will soon be operated by urban local bodies across the state. In a notification issued today, the Papumpare District Administration has directed all administrative officers to strengthen vigilance during the issuance of both temporary and permanent inner line permits. Further, all administrative officers across the district have been instructed to conduct routine checking drives within their respective circles and subdivisions and work in coordination with the police department. In the meantime, Deputy Commissioner Vishakha Yadav has emphasized that strict enforcement of ILP regulations is crucial in maintaining the district's security, demographic balance, and administrative integrity. The administration has hereby urged all residents and businesses to cooperate fully with the ILP enforcement teams and adhere to the updated procedures. Joint Secretary, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting K.K. Nirala reviewed the progress of the ongoing construction works at the FTI Arunachal Pradesh during his visit to the Jolang Rakab campus yesterday. The Joint Secretary inspected infrastructure facilities including the classroom theatres, library and others. Emphasizing the need to foster a positive learning environment, he urged all stakeholders to work in close coordination to establish FTI Arunachal Pradesh as a center of excellence in film and media education. The Joint Secretary was accompanied by DC Papumpare Vishakha Yadav, Director SRFTI Samiran Datta, and Deputy Registrar of Arunachal Pradesh, Deputy Registrar of FTI Arunachal Pradesh, Utsav Paramir. DC East Siang Sonalika Jiwani has stressed on maintaining of recovering youth through skill development initiatives, career counseling, and creating an enabling support system through positive interventions. The DC said this while addressing the 11th monthly district NCORD meeting organized by the East Siang Police at DC's Conference Hall, Pasighat, today. The DC reviewed the action taken report on key issues from the members of the NCORD. In the meantime, the DC has commended the proactive efforts made by the East Siang District Police along with stakeholders, departments, NGOs and anti-drug warriors in the anti-drug initiative. A coordination meeting and tourism awareness program was successfully conducted at Mago in Tawang District today. The program aimed at promoting responsible tourism and community-led development ahead of the proposed Shangri-La Calling Tourism Festival. The program was chaired by Deputy Commissioner of Tawang, Namgyal Angmo, and attended by Superintendent of Police Dr. D.W. Thungon, ADC Jang Hagraso Kri, EAC Mago Thingbu, Thutan, Wangchu, and others. The Arunachal Pradesh State Commission for Women, led by Chairperson Yalem Taga Burang, made their first official visit to the Oju Welfare Association, Naharlagan, today. The team took stock of the infrastructure and their functioning. During the interaction, a chairperson OWA, Ms. Ratan Anya, briefed the commission on the functions of the shelter home and vocational training, such as weaving and tailoring provided to the destitute women and children. She further informed the legal adoption provision of the OWA. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.